All right, this is a cover version.
Yeah, we just talked about this last week when the original singer, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, the original singer from Talk Talk passed away.
And then Gwen Stefani and No Doubt put it together.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about cover songs. I love cover versions. Any Led Zeppelin song has just pretty much been ripped off from all the old blues tunes.
Is that true?
A lot of them.
Huh.
And we have, let's just say, a cover specialist, one of the hosts of the Cover Up podcast, Amanda Friedman, with us. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
All right, we are going to talk cover versions. You do a podcast with your brother Rich, and what is it? What's the synopsis in a nutshell?
We talk about cover songs.
Because a lot of people like to talk about cover songs.
Absolutely. This all started as one of my brother's kind of crazy schemes that he gets about a year and a half ago, and I had turned him on to a different music podcast that I had been listening to that I thought he would like, and he was like, hey, we could do this, but we need a twist.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just picking a song we like every week and talking about it, let's do cover songs. And so we started coming up with a list of what songs we might want to talk about. And about 150 songs later,
we realized
we should probably start doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And so we launched on January 1st, 2018. Today we dropped episode 64.
Good for you.
So every Monday since the beginning of January of last year.
That's perfect.
And each week, it's the same format. We pick a song.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the original, one or more cover versions, debate the relative merits of each.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. It's not, you know, going to save the world or anything, but
it's an escape, from what's going on in the world.
Teach people a little something, make everybody happy, and introduce people to some great new music that's out there.
I know
occasionally some terrible music.
Yeah, sure. Of course there is. Of course
so that's,
there is.
That part's fun.
I know this isn't an easy answer, but approximately, how many times is the cover version better than the original? Is it frequently, or is it every once in a while?
More often than you might think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some amazing songs out there that have equally amazing covers.
Mm-hmm.
There are some amazing songs out there that have truly atrocious covers.
Sure.
And there are some questionable songs that you wonder why this brilliant artist wanted to cover it, but they did, and then magic happened.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing. We will never run out of material.
I love Bob Marley. I adore Bob Marley's music. I Shot the Sheriff is a great song by Bob Marley. But when Clapton covered it, I got to be honest with you, I like it better.
It's better. Yeah.
Everything
better.
Else by Marley, yes, but the I Shot the Sheriff, I think Clapton did a wonderful job with it.
Yeah. And that's the beauty part. There's room for both versions.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
And we get to enjoy both of them, and that's pretty great.
When I was in grade school, very young, Elton John had a hit with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and one of my friend's sisters said, you know, that's a Beatles song. And we laughed at her. We said, no, it's not. Elton John sings this song, Beatles. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, we've all done it. Right.
And I could be wrong in this, but you know the song Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, did it originally, was the band Them, I believe. I could be wrong, but I know Shadows of Night, Chicago's Own, redid it. Very similar versions, but I don't know, I might like the Shadows of Night version better.
Well, I'm going to add that to the list,
yeah.
And when we get to it, maybe you'll come and
well,
be on the show with
double
us.
Double check me on that.
You don't even have to sing the song, and now it's in everyone's mind right now, just because you said the title of it.
It's
inescapable. There's a channel on, I don't know if you have satellite radio, but they have a channel called the Cover Channel, and that's all they play is covers all day and all night. It's really good.
That's awesome.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah, I work for a nonprofit, so I don't have satellite radio.
Sorry.
I was correct. It was Them and Van Morrison part of that band.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was the original, and then we kind of got used to the Shadows of Night,
right.
Chicago's Own.
Right.
So I love cover versions. Bill loves cover versions. We're going to be pitted against each other, I believe.
How are we doing this? Is this a competition?
Feels very
everything
competitive.
A competition?
Yes.
Everything should
I think
be a competition.
It has to be a competition.
All right.
Absolutely.
Do we want to begin?
So, yeah, let's
first of all, where can we find your podcast, The Cover Up Cast, The Cover Up Podcast?
The Cover Up Cast is available to subscribe and to download from any podcast provider you want, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, Spotify. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Cover Up Cast. or online at thecoverupcast.com.
It's you and your brother Rich. What's the biggest disagreement you guys have ever had on the air about one of these cover-up songs?
I actually brought that clip.
Oh, you did?
I did. Should we hear it?
Yeah, let's
hear
it.
Let me just set it up just a little bit. This was actually episode 9.
Yeah.
So it was a little over a year ago.
But just starting
very early in the life of the podcast, and we talked about Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Oh, sure.
One of my favorite songs ever by one of my favorite artists. It is absolutely brilliant.
Tells a nice story, doesn't it?
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a heartbreaking story,
sure.
But it's a beautiful song. And we talked about two cover versions, one by Justin Bieber, which was actually totally inoffensive.
Was it good?
No, but it wasn't bad. And then we talked about a version by a British DJ named Jonas Blue,
mm-hmm.
who does kind of house music techno remakes of songs. And well, here's how I felt about that. The most generic, stupid, worthless, I can't even finish my sentence. Please say something so that I can stop talking about this.
You're gonna love it. I don't have a huge problem with it. All right, so let me
you guys are blood relatives. What's going on there?
Yeah, we don't fight a lot, but when we do, we try to make sure it's on the air.
Yeah.
But that's the thing people fight about. Listen, I know there's a lot of hatred out there. I don't get that, but I do get fighting about music. I really do, because like art, it's subjective to what you enjoy. In the 80s, I went what my husband calls Euro trash, and I like the psychedelic furs and things like that, and he went like more metal. I mean, there's room for everything.
Absolutely.
There's room for a fight about it, too, I guess.
And that's the fun part, sometimes.
Stevie Ray Vaughan's version of Little Wing blows Hendrix out of the water. Again, there's room for both of them, but I would almost agree Stevie Ray does a pretty heartfelt one. Weezer did nothing but a cover album lately, so that's cool.
Oh, we have many feelings about Weezer.
Positive or negative or both?
I like Weezer.
I do too.
Yeah, we actually, a couple episodes ago, we did Take On Me by A-ha.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we talked about the Weezer cover that just came out on their most recent album.
I didn't know that even existed. I got to hear that.
Yeah. And we both love nerd rock. And so I have a special place in my heart for Weezer. Uh-huh. I actually mentioned in the episode, I first fell in love with Weezer with the song Buddy Holly, because I actually have the same birthday as Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh.
And so it was this kind of fun connection that I had. But they've gotten to the point where all Weezer does lately is make completely generic, soulless versions of really great songs. And I feel
you want
like
them to take more chances? Is that what your hope is?
I want them to put some of their actual talent into it. And okay. I think in the episode, I suggested that Rivers Cuomo's mom, like, sit him down and have a talk with him, because...
But when people hear covers, it's like your brain is in tune with the original, so you don't mind if it's kind of dead on.
Right, but there's dead on, and then there's generic and pointless.
Oh.
And those aren't always the same thing. There can be a really incredible recreation of the original that is such a virtuoso performance that it's brilliant. And then there's, I phoned this in so that I can make money off my fans.
Are they the ones that just did the remake of the Toto song Africa? It's them, right?
Yeah, that's where all this Weezer doing covers thing started.
Because it's not different enough. When you hear it, you go, wait, is that the old version of it or is that a new version of it?
Right, and doing that once was kind of fun and kind of funny, but now it's kind of all they do.
Sure.
And I want more from them because they're capable of so
right.
much more.
You need to call them and tell them that.
Put this on your list, too, if you haven't already covered it. 773 says, check out the original version of Tainted Love by Gloria Jones in 1964.
Not Soft Cell?
It's so different than Soft Cell's version, but I love it.
Yeah, it's on the list. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. A quick break and then more cover talk.
That's She's pretty awesome. Gloria Jones,
like
the original.
This.
I do too. What a voice.
Have you heard this?
No.
I don't think I have either.
I'm a poser.
Really?
I like to pretend that I'm a music mother, but I'm really a poser. I didn't know this.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's one of the most fun things about cover songs is the songs you didn't realize were a cover.
Right.
I know all, you know, we are talking, by the way, Amanda Friedman, host of the Cover Up Cast. She and her brother Rich do a podcast. It's weekly.
It is.
Weekly. It drops on Mondays.
Yep.
And you can find it at wherever your favorite podcast platform is. Bob Dylan has written so many songs that have become hits for other people. And I love Bob Dylan. I'm a huge fan. But a lot of the covers are better than what Bob would have done.
You're not wrong. We've so far on the show, we have talked about one Dylan song. We did the Mighty Quinn, Quinn the Eskimo. I actually have a whole kind of diversion that I go into about what the name of the song actually is.
What is it? It's not Mighty Quinn?
It depends on who you're asking and which version of it you're talking about. And Dylan actually, on one of the albums, had it as the Mighty Quinn on the cover and Quinn the Eskimo in the liner notes.
Oh.
I mean, it just, I don't think he even knows what the name of that song is. But Manfred Mann,
the originals,
is the cover, but
yes,
it's the version that everybody knows,
sure,
and people forget that it's a Dylan song.
Right.
And part of that, I think, is because in the Manfred Mann version, you can actually understand the words.
Maybe that's
and so
what
you
it
know
is.
What
right.
the song is about.
That's true.
And
right.
you sing
and
along to it. It's so
can,
catchy.
Exactly. And Dylan, you kind of lose the whole thread of it because I, you know, the man's very, very talented, but I've never understood a word he's ever said.
Jacob Dylan has not covered any of his father's work, right? I don't remember ever
not
hearing
that
him.
I'm aware of, but I will look into that.
Yeah, all right.
We had Lily Winwood on, Steve Winwood's daughter, and she does, I can't remember which song it was. Is it Higher Love, I think? She does with her dad. She
I
covers
so.
It. It's pretty amazing.
Nice.
I love cover versions. All right. Cover Up Cast, The Cover Up Cast, and Amanda Friedman has brought us, how do you want to do this? Jazz, you can work with Amanda here.
So let's, I brought three different songs.
Mm-hmm.
I brought cover versions, and I want you two to guess who did the original.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So Jasmine, can we play cover clip number one?
I needed money, God.
I think we both know.
So
this is the cover.
This is the cover, yes, of
I Fought the Law
and the Law won. The original version or
no,
here?
No, who did the cover?
Clash.
Very good. Who did the original?
The Stylistics.
Bobby Fuller 4.
Incorrect on both.
Oh.
Really?
But Bobby Fuller 4 did the best known cover of it. But it was originally by the Crickets.
Buddy Holly?
Buddy Holly's band.
No. The Crickets' first album after Buddy Holly's death had this song on it. And so it never really went anywhere because although the Crickets were incredible, without Buddy Holly, nobody really cared. And then about a year later, Bobby Fuller picked it up. The Bobby Fuller 4 released the version
that we all know and
that
love.
We all know and love. And then within a year, Bobby Fuller died.
Oh,
and
my
so we
God.
Never heard from them again.
Wow.
And then The Clash picked it up. They actually heard it when they were in San Francisco working on overdubs for an album, kind of putting the finishing touches on some songs.
Yeah.
Heard it, memorized it, learned it, just kind of sitting there in a studio, went back to London, recorded it immediately, and it was the first single they released in the U.S.
And do you have the original from the Crickets?
I do.
I left my baby and I feel so bad. I guess my race.
That's pretty great.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's
very
really good.
Jangly, like Stray Cats-ish kind
very
of.
Very much.
Absolutely. This is rockabilly right here.
Yeah.
So this is, and actually through, between from the Crickets to Bobby Fuller 4 to the Clash, and then the other version of this song that we talked about that I didn't bring with me was actually by the Dead Kennedys.
Yes.
And so we actually go from the origins of rock and roll all the way through to punk in one song.
With the same song.
It's the history of music in one song.
We only have time for one more, so you're going to have to pick one.
Number two, then, definitely.
All right.
This is the...
Cyndi Lauper, obviously.
This was my anthem. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, as Bill pointed out, Cyndi Lauper. This is the, I thought, original.
As did I.
Nope.
It's not?
This is a cover.
All right.
Cyndi covered it. She released it. It was her first single from She's So Unusual, her first album, cover of a song by a guy named Robert Hazard, who had a kind of new wave band in Philadelphia in the late 70s, early 80s, and wrote the song from a very male perspective as a sort of, women are the reason that I can't get a date. It's not anything that's wrong with me. It's a problem with them.
Right.
And Cyndi took it, turned it into the girl power anthem that we all know and love.
Yes, she did.
And I'm going to say made it a better song.
Can we hear the original? We have that loaded up? Yeah?
We do.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. Is he holding his tongue while he's singing? Because I can't understand a word he's saying.
It's possible.
Can you understand him?
Yeah, it's just, it's like Iggy Pop wannabe.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Yeah, he actually, if you Google him and you look at pictures, he actually looks kind of like Bob Geldof.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
And so I think he was, his sort of affectation.
And did he have a hit with something? Because I really remember Robert Hazard and the Heroes.
Yeah.
How much time elapsed between his version and the Cyndi Lauper version?
Just a couple years. It was quick. It was quick.
Boy, she put that song on the map, telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so fun. Check it out. It's the Cover Up Cast. You can go to the coverupcast.com, too. That's your website.
It is.
You'll have to come back in the future and do this again, because we all love cover versions. We're getting a lot of texts. We all live for this stuff, and thanks for the fun today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And if you have a favorite cover song you want to come on our show and talk about, we'd love to have you.
Oh, that'd be fun. All right, you got it. It's Amanda Friedman, and again, it's the coverupcast.com. That's your information right there. Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take a break, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.